Week 2, Day 3, The Good Shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23, verses 1 through 6. This is the most famous psalm, as it offers words of peace and comfort to us in our darkest hour. Our Lord, the Good Shepherd, provides all we need, like a human shepherd provides for and protects his sheep from danger. In the midst of our chaos, he leads us beside calm waters and restores us. I remember when I was filled with anxiety and obsessive thoughts, and the Good Shepherd came and gave me peace and restoration. However, in the craziness of life, there are many times when I need to again walk beside still waters, verse 2, with the Lord. Notice that verse 3 says, He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. His ultimate goal is to lead us in such a way that we realize His greatness and glorify Him. The Lord knows that when we get our eyes off of ourselves and our problems and focus on Him, that we can truly be used for His purposes. Even in our darkest times, we don't have to be afraid because the Lord is with us, protecting and comforting us. A shepherd's staff was an instrument of authority, used to count the sheep, guide them along the right paths, and rescue them from danger. I wonder how often we try to figure things out on our own instead of allowing the Good Shepherd to guide us. His presence removes fear from our lives, and He protects us. He also blesses us in unmeasurable ways, even in front of our enemies. The psalmist enjoyed the protection and help of the Good Shepherd in this life, but ultimately looked forward to being in His presence forever. Scripture used in this podcast is from the ESV Bible.